You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Feel free to join us on the broadcast today, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark. And I've got George Hill with me tonight, Bruce Eimer, Dr. Bruce Eimer, clinical psychologist, a lot of fun, very popular guest, regular on the broadcast, and the man himself, Timothy Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, who makes so many things possible, is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. First, I want to let you know that the Al Gore idiot thermometer is holding steady at 21 degrees south of the Mason-Dixon line and 46 degrees in Naples, Florida. And Tim is in Wisconsin. We'll get a firsthand report of what it's doing up there, because I think it might be just a little bit chillier up in that direction. Freedom 570, Utah's voice of freedom. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, Corpus Christi. I apologize. These long vacations in between breaks, I was unable to get the call letters, and I don't want to give out the wrong one, but I know you're listening. So we'll get those call numbers, those call letters out to you next week. You'll see them on the website, but I don't want to say the wrong thing here. So Corpus Christi, welcome to Armed American Radio. We appreciate you joining us. And with no further ado, let's go first off to Mr. George Hill, the co-host tonight, the Mad Ogre, the blog father, the godfather of blog himself. Welcome back, George.
Oh, Mark, man, I wish I could trade you. We're sitting right here at a nice balmy 8 degrees.
Ooh, brr.
And it keeps going down. Al Gore, I don't know if you watched South Park, but they had a game called Rochambeau. I'd like to play that game with Al Gore.
You know, I'm gonna point it in a different direction. I get accused sometimes of going off kilter a little bit, but he's so fun to poke fun at. Oh, Al Gore, he's so easy. I can have a good time with this. This guy is just a joke. Dr. Bruce Eimer, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network.
Thank you.
We've been having some problems with your phones in between the breaks. Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know if it's me or the system. You know, I'm kind of hard of hearing all those years of shooting.
Hey, that's okay. That's, you know, if you're going to lose your hearing, that's how you want to do it, right?
Definitely.
Okay, very good. At least we can say we're having fun. And this one's fun. Mr. Tim Schmidt, the founder of the USCCA, the man himself. Tim, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man. It's always fun to have you on the broadcast.
Hey, Mark, great to be here. I'm excited to spend some time with you, and I just want to let you guys know that it is 7 degrees Fahrenheit right now in Wisconsin. So
hey, Tim, let's change Fahrenheit to Gore. It's 7 degrees Gore.
Yeah.
How about we do that from now on?
As many of you know, at least according to Al Gore, the center of the Earth is several million degrees Fahrenheit.
See, that's why I love having you on. I did my Al Gore impersonation last week. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio. He's got to get on his jet. I wonder what his house is doing up there in Tennessee. It's 21 here. It's 7 up there, because we're covering all four corners here. We've got Dr. Eimer in Pennsylvania, me down in Atlanta. We've got you up in Wisconsin and George out there in Utah. So we got a nice little diamond there, if you're familiar with a U.S. map, you know. And I would guess that 7 up there and 22 down here, we could probably split it in the middle and say it's in the teens in Al Gore's home state. I wonder if how's he keep warm?
I think he burns rare weasels.
He's just offsetting carbon things like that. He's building a fire in his house and trading carbon things with his neighbor as he steals the firewood. Who knows? Anyway, let's get off that guy's subject. We could rip him a new one all day long. He makes it too easy. Hey, Tim, what's happening at USCCA? Lots of fun stuff, man, in 2010.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. We've made quite a few enhancements to the website and member services We've actually added a few different membership levels, a membership level that's even lower priced than the current amount. So we're really trying to make it available for every single budget, every single person. So.
And in an Obama economy, that's very important.
Well, yeah, you know, exactly. And you know, a lot of our members are our retired folks on fixed incomes, and we're just trying to do whatever we can to get good information in their hands so that they can, you know, they can protect themselves and their loved ones. So.
Yeah, the USCCA does great work, and there's a lot happening at USCCA too. Because the brief is public, that USCCA participated with Buckeye in Ohio on the McDonald brief.
Yeah, that was a really neat opportunity. The folks from Buckeye contacted us, and they needed to raise quite a bit of money really, really fast to fund the research for that brief, and so we stepped in and helped them out, and so we submitted the brief in conjunction with them, and I believe that the arguments are going to be heard on March 2nd. Correct me if I'm wrong, we're all going to be crossing our fingers certainly should be an interesting case. So,
yeah, I made the very bold prediction when Rob Pincus was on with me and John Monroe and Ed Stone from Georgia Carey, and George, I think, was on the line, and I said 9-0 to 9-0 to slam dunk, and I got laughed at. Of course, I'm trying to carry the torch. I'm thinking more 6-3, but McDonald's a very, very important case that's coming up.
Yeah, it really is. It'll be interesting. I think that it's going to be neat because that decision will have a huge impact on the way states' rights are interpreted. But it's going to be a great opportunity for us to spread the word about the USCCA because Second Amendment in general is going to be in the news, and so it'll just be a great way for us to just build more numbers and get the good word into more people's hands. So.
The forum at USCCA is so powerful. George, you've been on it, and Dr. Bruce Eimer, you've been on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Eimer, I'll address this to you. I know you participate in it. And when you have a forum that has that much information, it's almost easy to go into overload. I look like I'm looking at a menu and I'm really hungry and I don't know what quite to pick when I get to the forum because there are so many different topics. Do I want to go into holsters today? Do I want to talk about these types of gun today? Do I want to talk about real-life scenarios? And that's what the USCCA forum is all about.
Yeah. I think you can simplify things by indicating what kind of alerts you want to get. Is that right, Tim? Where you can pick what topics you want to be notified regarding new posts about?
Oh yeah, you certainly can do that. Yep. So you can manage the flow of information so you're not completely overwhelmed.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I've got an email from a listener. I'd like to throw this at George, if that's okay, because the third hour is really fun. It's the roundtable, and we get to talk about anything we want to talk about, and we can jump all over the board and have a lot of fun. George, I know we've had a great time in the third hour together many times since we've moved to 3 hours. But this one says, hi, Mark, for George. What does he think of the FN-57 round pistol, a 21-round pistol? They say that neck-down round, a 22 caliber, is similar to the 22 Magnum at close range. What do you think?
Well, the pistol itself is really interesting because FN made a huge departure from your normal semi-automatic pistol platform, and it's just a radical new design. And the 5.7 cartridge, I think, is a brilliant little cartridge, but out of a handgun, it's really not all that special. You could go on and argue about, well, it was designed for armor penetration. And, yeah, that's true, but that was with ammo that civilians can't really readily buy. And it's overpriced when you can find it at gun shows.
Hold on. So, are you saying that the anti-gunners are misleading us when they talk about the cop killer round in the FN?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I didn't know that they did that. I just wanted to clarify that.
It's shocking that that they would misrepresent something like that, but... The pistol itself, like a 22 mag, but it has a 20 round capacity. Now, with Oleg on, we talked about Kel-Tec's new round, a new pistol, with 30 rounds of 22 mag. That should be interesting as well. And I'm planning on buying the Kel-Tec, but I really have no personal desire to buy the FN, unless for some reason I buy the PS90 in the same round, and then all of a sudden it makes perfect sense. And at that point, I'd probably buy it. But that FN-57 pistol, it's cool. It was used in Battlestar Galactica, the new series Battlestar Galactica, and as the pistol that the Starfighter pilots were packing. A little trivia there for the guys. But it's a fun pistol to shoot. It's accurate. It's crazy accurate, crazy fun. And if you like it, snag it, buy it, absolutely.
Now, that FN's a little bit pricey.
Yeah, they're about $1,000.
Yeah, they're up there. In fact, I've seen them a lot higher than that in certain places, depending on where you're shopping. I won't name names.
Not at Basin Sports. It's not that much.
I love that plug. I love that plug. You folks out in Utah, get over to Basin Sports, man. I'm looking forward to meeting with him out there, too. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back on the Armed American Radio Network with Dr. Bruce Eimer, Tim Schmidt, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the Blog Father, in just a few moments right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
I love now.
Dear Congress, it's time for you to close the gun show loophole. Convicted felons and other dangerous people should not be allowed to buy guns at gun shows without a Brady criminal background check. Hey, it's already illegal. Imagine that. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark if you're interested in participating in the program. George, welcome back.
Pleasure and a privilege, as always. Now, that gun show loophole bit, man, that's just one of those things like a cop killer bullet. That's a term that is very misleading. There is no gun show loophole. If you go to gun show, you go up to a table, one of these dealer tables, and you say, yeah, I want to buy that gun, you have to get the background check done. You have to follow the state law. Now, what they're talking about as possibly a loophole is private citizens who are walking around with maybe a rifle over the shoulder with a for sale sign on it, and you could buy a gun from him. Now, that is a private transaction between citizen to a citizen, and that is may or may not be regulated by the state, but that's a state issue, not a federal issue.
Well, they're referring to Colin Goddard, the Virginia Tech survivor who goes around and makes it his life work now to bash law-abiding gun owners as if
they're criminals.
The criminal murderer. Well, I've never met a law-abiding murderer, George. Hey, Tim, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hey, Mark, great to be here, man. Good show. I really, when you were doing that little bit on the gun show loophole, I thought that was real.
It was, man. It was me. Dear Congress, it was like a Santa Claus letter, the wish list from these guys. And I tell you why we're going to set that up at the Brady campaign. Dr. Eimer, welcome back to the broadcast, my friend.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Are you guys ready for the Bonehead of the Year Award?
Sure. Yep.
Tim's laughing back there. You know, I got emails from all over the country, and to those of you who sent them, thank you very much. You know, I guess the biggest stack came at, you know, Obama. I mean, it's an obvious choice, and it's such an obvious choice, it would be like calling a camel a desert animal. You know, you know he's a bonehead. That just goes without saying when it comes to our gun rights. However, you know, there we have covered so many stupid comments and disingenuous comments from the anti-gun media and the anti-gun left. We've talked about on this program this year multiple Brady quotes. We've talked about the Diane Sawyer and this ridiculous, you know, active shooter situation that they covered on ABC, appease the Brady campaign network. George, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a travesty.
Yeah.
That wasn't journalism. That was a joke.
Well, it is a joke. And all of this happened, you know, right as soon as the election. You know, these guys come out of the woodworks. It's just like, you know, the homeless start reappearing whenever it becomes politically, you know, expedient to do so. But we covered a lot of really stupid comments from a lot of really stupid people. But we have to go, and we had to kind of lump everything together, and nothing took the cake more than the comment from the Brady campaign on their Amtrak stance. And, Tim, do you remember what I'm talking about?
You're going to have to refresh my memory there, boss.
Okay. Dr. Eimer, are you familiar with it?
Familiar with what?
With Bruce isn't familiar with it.
Familiar what?
the Amtrak, the Brady stance on the Amtrak, you know, where it's now legal to lock your guns up on Amtrak for law-abiding citizens.
The Brady group, they're against it, of course.
Well, of course they're against it, but they're against it for all the wrong reasons. The press release from the Brady campaign states the following. Fox News claims new law requires boxes for Amtrak passengers with guns. And it was a typo on the bill, and Fox News reported it, and they didn't correct the typo when they reported it. And here's the quote. Although the intent of the new law was clearly not to require that gun owners on Amtrak be placed in boxes, for anyone relying... That's serious. Listen to this. I'm not making this stuff up. For anyone relying on Fox News' interpretation of the law who wishes to secure such a box, the Brady campaign offers information on some box suppliers. Burt and Bud's Vintage Coffins. You get only one shot at making a last impression. Abbey Caskets. traditional wooden caskets made by monks, and Walmart.
Wow.
Now, that is not only disturbing and disgusting, okay, but there are words that I can't use to describe this. Now, when I couple that...
Walmart box, I'm coming back to hunting everybody that had anything to do with that.
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, George, very important comment from Paul Helmke at the Brady campaign earlier in the year. Of course, we all know that Obama signed the National Park carry into effect because he had to. Mm-hmm. All right. Believe me, he's no friend of us. But the fact of the matter is, at the time that happened, Paul Helmke issued the following statement, and I quote, "We do not need any more dangerous people in our parks." Now, who Paul Helmke was referring to was me, you, George, Dr. Eimer, Salt Lake City residents. He's talking to you, you law-abiding citizen. That's who he's talking about. Because, you see, dangerous people, we don't need any more dangerous people. So he's lumped the law-abiding public. This is what their mantra is. This is what their objective is. He trips over his words on a regular basis. But when you combine that with this absolutely disgusting coffin remark, simply referring to allowing a law-abiding citizen to check a gun on Amtrak when they travel, which we can do on airplanes, which I do every time I fly, is absolutely thoroughly despicable. Therefore, the Brady campaign and Paul Helmke in particular, as the executive director or whatever he is, I don't even know, of the organization, Paul Helmke and the Bradys get the Bonehead of the Year award. And that's it. Comments?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's all these, anytime there's a pun or a slip of the tongue, there's a psychological reason behind it. And, you know, with the anti-gunners, the people that are, you know, rabidly anti-gun, part of the psychological reason, with many of them at least, is their fear of their own aggressive impulses. I mean, basically like that, you know, the idea that, you know, if you have a gun, if they have a gun, they feel that if they have a gun, they're going to lose control and shoot themselves or shoot somebody else. So therefore, everybody else is going to do the same thing. And so there's a lot of fear there, a lot of underlying fear. Forget about the political motivations and you know, the power issues and all of that, which is also very very much there. But the psychological factors, you know, with a lot of people that are anti-gun is that they're just afraid of their own aggressive impulses.
Well, they're afraid of their own shadows in many instances too, George or Dr. Eimer. There's an irrational fear, and it's called what? Hoplophobia.
Hoplophobia.
And that is an irrational fear of guns. And that was coined by who?
Hoplophobia. I don't know who coined the term.
It was Cooper, I believe, wasn't it, George?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was. Colonel Cooper?
Yeah. So, you know, the brilliance from him comes out all the time. Mm. But I believe it was him. I'll have to double-check that. I think it was.
It was the first I've heard of it. It was written by Jeff Cooper in Guns and Ammo.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll ask the panel on the roundtable to discuss some of the... flying public's concerns right now. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio. You're on the network. We'll see you in just a couple seconds.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Got to change that rotation, the music in the rotation. For some reason, I just don't like that tune. No offense to whoever that is that sat there and actually came up with that. Whatever. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, your host, 877-956-9566. If you caught that, mark at armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. Okay, guys, we gave out the Bonehead of the Week, or actually the Bonehead of the Year Award. And we can move on from that. But our commander-in-chief has, you know, been displaying an awful lot of weakness as far as I'm concerned around the world. And it's not just me thinking that when you're bowing to heads of state, if you want to call them, across the nation. We've now had some multiple attempted attacks in the United States, some that have, you know, that obviously, thankfully, have been thwarted. But when you have, in my opinion, a commander-in-chief who is weak and who is projecting weakness, I believe you're going to see more and more and more of this. Now we're talking about, you know, airline safety and beefing up security and all that stuff. I'd like to get your thoughts on it, and I'll start with you, Tim.
Well, Mark, I think you hit the nail on the head when you say, you know, Obama's projecting weakness. It's just like what we teach, you know, as being an armed citizen walking around, and, you know, if you project weakness, you turn yourself into a target, and that's exactly what's going on here. I also am a firm believer in that, you know, people that are willing to give up personal freedoms for security are first of all, they're never going to get the security because you just can't buy security. It's something that you have to earn or something you have to provide for yourself. And so all these you know, additional measures like not going to the bathroom for the last hour on the airplane, it's just simply utterly ridiculous.
It is, and let's discuss that for a second, because the four of us that are sitting here at the round table in hour three are all going to be flying to the SHOT Show in the very near future.
Yeah, I'm going to be driving.
Oh, good for you. You know, flying used to be safer than driving, George.
I'm going to be flying.
We're all going to be flying for the most part. Yeah, and George, you'll take in a 5-hour drive, but you know, security is going to be tightened up. Here's what I'm talking about. Here's where I'm going at here. The stupidity, the feel good, the liberalism involved in homeland security and national security. It just kills me. It crushes brain cells. Listen to this. What's the first response that the federal government had after the failed attempt in Detroit? The first thing they did, they limited carry-on bags to one. To one. This kook wasn't carrying a bag.
Yep. What about the idea that I heard floated about requiring passengers to remain seated for the last hour of the flight? Is that something that's been enacted, or is that something that they're proposing? It's totally ludicrous.
It's been enacted.
It's been enacted.
You know, I believe that's on international flights. Tim, can you clarify that? Do you know?
I'm not sure whether that's on international or not, but all I know is that if that's going to be on the flight to Vegas, I'm going to have to do some ciphering and make sure that I don't have too many Bloody Marys.
I'm telling you, you know.
Tim, you shouldn't be drinking Bloody Marys on the flight to Vegas, because you never know when you might need to, to go into condition black.
That's a good point.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I fly AirTran fairly regularly, and AirTran has the best Bloody Marys and coffee in the skies. They do. They really do. And all it is Mr. and Mrs. T's. But, an hour, not getting up for an hour, okay, isn't going to do a thing. Let's talk about this rationally here. He didn't get up. He stayed in his seat. But what they're referring to is, I guess, he spent time in the bathroom. Now, wouldn't an armed populace, why does my self-defense stop there? Let's get radical here, and let's get really controversial.
So it's going to be against the law if another incident like that occurs for passengers to get up and try to restrain the terrorists. It's against the law because you have to sit in your seat.
Yeah, isn't that going to be something? That's a great point.
You know?
I'll take the ticket.
Exactly.
You know, obviously being facetious here, but yeah, that does. It highlights the absurdity.
Well, the danger of it is also that, let's say there's an air marshal or two on the plane, and, you get up, and you're not supposed to get up. What if they target you as the bad guy, as the terrorist, because you got up? You know, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of the sheeple are going to comply. So it does create a pretty ludicrous situation, you know.
Well, most of the sheeple, fortunately, are following their commander-in-chief.
Hey, Mark, have you ever had, like, an airline expert or an aeronautical engineer on to give us an analysis on just how many, 45 rounds that an airplane body could take, before there's maybe some decompression problems? Because I bet you it could probably take a lot more than you think.
There was actually a story on that this afternoon, and I hadn't had an opportunity to do enough research on it to talk about it, but we have, in fact, had Jim Irvine, of course, of Buckeye Firearms. Jim is a pilot for American Airlines and has discussed some of those things. But yes, in fact, I did read that today and actually saw the story today that an airliner can, in fact, absorb multiple hits, okay, without decompressing the airline or without bringing the airliner down. People have that irrational fear as well. Let me tell you something. I'd be a whole lot scareder or frightened on an airliner if I knew that my pilots were unarmed and I knew there was no federal marshal on board that flight. So, it's just something to think about. We're going to see an awful lot of stupidity come from Homeland Security because of this, and a lot of this is the administration. While he's playing golf and Janet Napolitano is still heading this department, She should have been kicked out so fast, her head was spinning.
Absolutely. She talks out of, you know, both sides of her mouth. She said the system works, and what she was referring to was the fact that the passengers subdued the terrorists. So now they enact a law that prevents the passengers from legally subduing the terrorists because they have to stay glued at their seats.
Well, I guess the theory is that if the terrorist is crossing his legs trying to hold it in, he won't be able to light his underwear on fire.
Well, you know, let's hear something else. You know, you can't fly. Get this. This is crazy. You could fly with matches, but you couldn't carry a lighter. Now, the end result is a flame. I've never quite understood that. Now you can fly with matches and a lighter. I don't know if they see the shoe bomber lit his shoes on fire. He was thwarted. This kook lights his underwear on fire. His effort is thwarted. But in both instances, there was fire involved. And, you know, previous to that, you could carry matches on board an aircraft, but you couldn't carry a lighter. And I don't understand the difference between the two, when you can strike the match and make a flame, or when you can flick the bic and make a flame.
And both of these terrorists were not successful.
Yeah, they were both stopped by citizens.
By passengers.
You're right. They were both stopped by passengers. And it's just ironic to me that the federal government is calling us, the flying public, the last line of defense, yet we are all defenseless.
Right, right.
Okay?
Exactly.
It appears to be that we're the only line of defense.
Well, it's true. Tim, that's a brilliant point. That's absolutely a brilliant point, because it was us that stopped it.
Yeah, airport security is too busy frisking infants and making babies cry.
Right.
Than to doing what they're supposed to be doing, which would simply be using the old, tried and true law enforcement technique called profiling.
Right.
Well, let's go there, George. I'm glad you went there. You beat me to the punch. You know, I said this last week as well. Until this government, and it will not under the man who wants to close Guantanamo and send terrorists back to Yemen, who said again today that they are not going to stop sending, quote unquote, certain people back to Yemen. All right, we have a problem. We have a problem at the highest level in the federal government, and it starts in the White House.
It's a thought disorder.
You better believe it. We have a weak-kneed commander-in-chief, and it is projecting weakness. The Iranians are playing games with us and everything else. We're getting off the subject of guns. The Michigan gun owners, guys, don't beat me up too much, please, because you're right, we did deviate. But we're talking about safety on airliners and the fact that we are defenseless when we are the last line of defense. That Kiss music means we will be right back after these messages. At 48 after the hour, stick around. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
It is now 19 Gore where I'm sitting. We'll get a temperature check from the rest of the panel in just a second. 877-956-9566 if you want to join the broadcast on the air. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. I'm getting a ton of email. I'm just not going to be able to get to a lot of them. Some of them are very off topic, but we'll answer them off the air, and that's kind of cool anyway. Twitter.com/AARMark. Tim, welcome back to the program. We get sidetracked with some of that stuff. You know, it's real easy to get into those conversations.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's always fun, though, too, Mark, especially talking to you.
Yeah, well, sometimes I got to remember I'm on the radio, and it's best not to talk about some of that stuff. It really isn't, because common sense, just I just don't get it. Bruce.
Yes.
We've discussed it before. Liberals and common sense. What's the problem?
I'm not sure. I don't have a definitive answer, but I've long maintained that liberals rely on emotion rather than logic, and liberals live in some kind of reverse reality world, that they suffer from a thought disorder that manifests itself by their thinking completely at odds with common sense, and advocating for things that are totally variant with you know, what would work, and what makes sense in terms of survival. Liberals are a strange breed, and we have to deal with them because they're out there. There's a vast dichotomy in this country. You know, there's the liberals on one side and everybody else on the other side.
Can they really think they're right?
They feel they're right. They don't necessarily think they're right.
Ooh, what a brilliant statement.
Yeah. They feel it, right?
Because they do. That is right. It's an emotional thing. Liberalism is an emotional thing.
I think so.
I just thought of a good name for that, but I don't think I can say it on the radio.
No, don't. Don't say it on the radio. Don't say it on the radio. We'll talk about it after the program. George.
That's what the forum is for, Tim.
Oh, got it.
Exactly. George.
Yes, sir.
Glock's new rough texture frame. What do you think?
You know, it's really different. I haven't felt the new Gen 4 texture, but I have felt that new texture on the Model 22 that they put out for a while. And you know what? I actually like it. It's different, but I actually like it. It feels better in my hand.
I like it, too. I like it, too. What's the Gen 4, though? How is that different than what was being offered last year in the Glock 22?
Well, you know, Glock is getting trounced by the Smith & Wesson M&P and the XD. When it comes to law enforcement sales, a lot of law enforcement departments, they're turning in their Glocks or whatever they've been using previously, and they're buying Smith & Wessons. Now, every Smith & Wesson pistol that is being bought by law enforcement is a Glock that's not being bought, and Glock has to do something about it. So they are adding, in a real brilliant and probably an original move, I don't know if anybody else is doing this, but they're putting interchangeable back straps on their guns. And, wow, that's something we've never seen before. So that's all of a sudden going to make all these departments want to buy Glocks again.
Well, there are a number of reasons that that's happening. In fact, Tim, go ahead.
I'm sorry. How did Glock come up with that brilliant idea?
I don't know.
There's been a lot written about why the M&P is beginning to surpass the Glock in the law enforcement side of things, and really a lot too much to go into unfortunately in the minutes that we have left. But George, that's a great point, and I have both, and I got to tell you, I love my M&P for a lot of reasons. I am actually carrying the Glock 23 right now, but I want to throw this at you, all of you. I'm going to open this on the air. Listen to this. Did you hear that?
Oh.
That's the Car Arms.
That sounds
PM9.
Like PM9. Yeah.
That's the PM9. What'd you think? George, I want your opinion on it.
PM9, great little pistol. Perfect for concealment in areas where concealment is the highest priority. It's a great gun, great sights, great trigger. It's reliable. It's accurate. I love them. I really do. They're not perfect, but they are great little guns for what they are.
I agree. I love the PM9 as a pocket gun. It's a great pocket pistol. It's probably, in my opinion, the one of the best of the breed.
What do you give up, George, with the Car PM9? What do you give up?
Well, with any concealment gun, it's all about compromises. With the PM9, the compromises, you're giving up a good grip, a comfortable grip, and magazine capacity, and some barrel length. But mostly, you're giving up that good, comfortable grip. The grip on the PM9 is good enough that you can hold on to, but it's kind of a maybe a 1.5, 2-finger kind of hold, at least in my hands. Mm-hmm. So it's not what I'm going to take to an IDPA course and shoot a round of competition with, but I might have it in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that's exactly my point, too. I think, and I haven't had an opportunity to get it out yet. It is it's a test gun. I've got to get it back to Carr, but I will report back my findings on that. But you're right. The grip is the first thing that I noticed. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it is nice. I can't wait to shoot it. It looks good. But I'll tell you, it's kind of pricey, too.
You may want to buy it after you take it out to the range and run it through its paces. It's a great little concealment pistol to have.
Dr. Eimer, you're absolutely right. I already know that. That's why I've hesitated getting it out so far. But I have talked to George about it. George, I knew, as soon as I saw it, that it was going to be one of the guns that you want to have in the stable, no question. You give up a little bit with the smaller gun. You do give up round count. You got the extended pinky there, but you pick up an awful lot of benefits as far as concealability with the gun.
George, I'm sorry.
A good authoritative source for guns like this is Concealed Carry Magazine. And I wrote an article on the PM9 in 2006, for Concealed Carry Magazine, and you can read that on Carr's website in their review sections. Break it down by year, 2006, Concealed Carry Magazine, and you can read my take on that gun in detail there.
You're a great fan of the North American Arms Guardian 380 also, aren't you? I read your articles on that in Concealed Carry Magazine also.
I am. I really like North American Arms. They are a great company, and I'm not saying that just because they're a Utah company down in there in Provo, but these guns, they're taking the parts off these CNC mills. They're hand-finishing them, hand-fitting them,
each one of the guns that North American Arms makes mm-hmm. is an absolute gem.
Wow.
And they're just a wonderful company.
I had a chance to visit their factory in Provo when I was out in Salt Lake City, mm-hmm. and they were very gracious. They have a great facility, and I also agree. I think they're great guns and they're jewels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that little Guardian, I really like that. I really like that gun a lot. It's tiny. It's small. It's an all-metal gun, which I like all-metal guns. I'm just that way, a little old-fashioned. So I just really smitten with that little gem.
I don't think I've ever read a bad review on that gun.
It's just a great gun. I have several, and it's definitely a pocket gun. I mean, some people carry those little guns in inside the waistband or belt holsters, but they're really well suited for pocket carry, and the heft of the steel, really makes you feel like you're wielding a significant
like a gun.
Weapon.
It feels like a gun should feel.
Yeah, yeah.
let's be frank. It feels like you're holding a gun. You know, it's tough with the polymer from time to time. I had a couple guys grab the car who are not quite as familiar with weapons as the four of us are. See, man, that doesn't feel like a gun. You know? Now, I pick up a 1911. Feels like a gun.
Yes, exactly. Or a Model 60.
Right, exactly. Bruce, Rohrbaugh.
Yes.
What do you think of Rohrbaugh?
Okay. What do I think of Rohrbaugh? I think that they are obviously they're the highest end pocket 9mm, and now they're making 380s that you can buy. They are not for everybody.
They're very expensive.
I've had the opportunity to work with the R9, I think it is, the one with the sights. They're very small vestigial sights. It definitely is a handful. Because the Rohrbaugh was made to be a very small steel gun.
But it also feels like a gun.
It does.
I've held them, and they feel very good and very comfortable in the hand. Hey, guys, I hate to do this, but we've got about 50 seconds before we get about another minute of music. So I want to kind of go around the horn one time. And, Tim, I want to start with you because all the amazing, wonderful things you do with the USCCA, it's been a lot of fun. Roundtable one with you tonight in the third hour. Talk to us about what you want the listener to hear about USCCA right now.
Well, Mark, thanks for the opportunity. I really think that what the listener is going to find when they get to our website is they're going to find just a bunch of people like themselves, and that we truly are fellow armed Americans.
Tens of thousands of them across the country.
That's right. Yep, and we're looking to grow. So check us out. It's gonna be fantastic.
USconcealedCarry.com. You can read my stuff. You can read some stuff from George. You can read from the armed senior citizen, Dr. Bruce Eimer, and you can read all of the wisdom of Tim in Concealed Carry magazine, arguably one of the best gun magazines in the nation. We've got about 30 seconds, gentlemen. I want to thank you all very much for your time tonight, George, Dr. Eimer, Tim Schmidt on the Armed American Radio Network. Check us out next week. The show is going to be another good one. The lineup is just forming now. So make sure you check out armedamericanradio.org. You can find us on Facebook. And we'll see you next week right here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.